First reading from St. Paul's letter to the Corinthians kind of describes the beginning of his ministry in Corinth. And if we remember the timeline of the events here, he's just come from Athens. And his work in Athens we read about in the Acts of the Apostles. He goes into the Areopagus, this public area with different speakers, and he gives this very eloquent speech, and he begins to speak about the resurrection of the dead. And the reaction is very mixed. There's some people who say, yeah, we should like to hear more about this at another time. We don't want to hear about it now, but we'll hear more about it later. It's kind of interesting, as if it were like an intellectual exercise or something like that. And there are many people who ridicule him when he speaks about the resurrection of the dead. And there are some small number of people who take that message to heart, perhaps, and begin to follow him. But Paul himself doesn't consider his work at Athens as a success. There's no community that he founds there. There's no church that begins there. So he goes to Corinth, and I imagine he thinks about, what should I have done differently? In this great city where maybe there was some interest, and I tried to speak to the people on their terms and say, oh, look, you have this statue of an unknown God, and what you don't know, we know as Jesus Christ. He says it didn't work. So he goes to Corinth, also a city of learning and of philosophy, and he says, when I came among you, I resolved to know nothing except Christ and him crucified. When I came among you, I resolved to know nothing except Christ and him crucified. And then he goes on to say, look, the way that you came to faith was not because of fine speeches, not because of great words of wisdom, but you came because when I was among you, there was power there that came from the Spirit. There was witness there that came from the Spirit. That is what drew you in. It's a good thought for us to have as well. Sometimes we think, okay, if I can find the right argument, if I can find the right language, if I can find the best way to phrase, you know, why the church is important and why faith is important to my friends, to my loved ones, maybe if I just have to find that one right argument and I can win people over. I think there's something that comes before then, right? Paul says, I resolved to know nothing except Christ and him crucified. How much in our lives do we know Christ and him crucified? How much do we live out from that place of knowing Christ and him crucified? Because as Paul says, when that is what we know, when we follow the Lord there, then there are mighty deeds, then there are great examples, then there is the work and the power of the Spirit that takes place. Not always there, perhaps, when we try and think about what's my best and what's my fanciest and what's my most persuasive argument, but to know Christ and him crucified. To know Christ is what opens up life for us, what opens up the power of the Spirit for us. That's true even in the life of the Baptist here, who is the forerunner of Jesus, so does not know Christ crucified, but nonetheless knows Christ and spends his life saying, here is the Lamb of God. We have prepared the way for him. Repent and turn your hearts around and turn to the Lord, and then follow this Lamb of God. And because of that, he's placed in prison. And because of that, because of following the Lamb of God, because of his example of life, he is beheaded. We're very blessed in this country that we don't have to deal with things like this when we speak the truth of the gospel message. But in many places around the world, Christians live in very dangerous places. They live in fear. They live in persecution, fearing for their lives, simply for their belief in Jesus Christ, simply for knowing Christ and him crucified. So we pray for all those of our brothers and sisters who live under this threat of persecution. We pray also for ourselves that we may be inspired to come to a deeper knowledge, to a deeper relationship with Jesus Christ. Not knowledge up here, right? But knowledge in here, in our own hearts, of Jesus Christ, and to grow in love and in witness to him.